Almost everywhere that Americans go in Iraq right now, they are mobbed by crowds of people who may influence the future of Iraq. U.S. officials want them to vote in a future Iraqi democracy, but it's hard to gauge the crowd's mood, even as the U.S. troops are cheered. NPR's Steve Inskeep sent this audio postcard from southern Iraq.
When Americans reached the city of Khalat Sukr this week, a mass of residents crowded up against the perimeter of U.S. Marines, cheering them and offering praise to Allah. In that same crowd, reporters observed a man who took off his shoes and held up the soles to the American troops. That's an insult here. When an American questions people in southern Iraq, they tend to say, down with Saddam Hussein.
No Saddam Hussein.
No!
No! No!
And they applaud passing soldiers and journalists as though they've been watching acts in a circus. Yet frequently, one of the cheering masses will say the Americans shouldn't stay here too long, or that Americans are responsible for killing civilians, or that Americans are harassing women at checkpoints. It's not always easy to read the mood or the conditions of people here. In the dusty farm towns of southern Iraq, people commonly say they have nothing.
No water, no electric, no food, no anything, anything. Help, help, please help.
A few feet away from this man in Khalat Sukr stood an engineer who works at the local water treatment plant.
Is there water here?
Yes.
Is there clean water?
Yes, clean water.
There's clean water.
Clean water, eh?
For everyone?
All the city.
All the city.
All the city.
Why are people saying no water, no food?
No. In this town, no.
In this town, no water?
No, water is very clean in this town.
In this town, very clean.
In the city of Alamara this week, there were reports of looting and smoke rose from several large fires. Yet a man in the crowd insisted the city was perfectly safe and there was no violence. Upon further questioning, the man allowed that the market had been looted. Another man, who asked that we not give his name, started out by saying that the city was peaceful and the fires were just burning rubbish. Then he changed his answer in mid-sentence.
Rubbish. Only rubbish. Destroy everything. Yes. Stealing everything.
Stealing everything.
Yes, because there is no police. Sure. There was no peace. Everyone shouting, crying, laughing, shoot something, kill someone. They don't know what they do because there was no police. There was no government.
This entire country has been trained not to speak too frankly, which may make it difficult now to judge whose side people are on. The other day in Alamara, a U.S. Marine general drove a convoy into town. And the moment he stopped, masses of people swamped his convoy, chanting in favor of America. The crowd was boisterous, happy, and smiling. But it was also huge and demanding. Like all crowds, unpredictable. Rather than stay for the cheering, the Marines climbed back into their Humvees and drove away. For decades, ordinary Iraqis have had no voice in their country's future. U.S. officials can't be sure what will happen if and when Iraqis find their voice. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, in southern Iraq.
Saddam finished.
Good. Taish America.
Washington.
Oh, yes.
Washington.